And joining me by phone is a very special guest, Christine Foster. Hello, Christine.
Hello.
Are you a big fan of weather in Minnesota, let's say the autumn season and our winters?
I really enjoy autumn. It's just way too short up here in northwestern Minnesota.
I agree. Now, we talked off air, and you're from Minneapolis, so you're a Minnesotan.
I am.
And I'm assuming winters aren't quite as brutal down there as they are up here.
Not quite.
Not quite, but they're pretty close, right? Well, Christine is an artist, and we'll be talking about her skills in expressing herself. If you would define yourself as an artist, what do you produce?
I enjoy oil painting and watercolor painting and drawing, and I enjoy doing landscapes, portraits, and animal portraits.
Did you have an early interest in doing this way back when you were little?
Ever since I can remember.
Okay.
I would doodle on any piece of paper or napkin I could find, whether it was a church communion card or a napkin in the restaurant or a piece of paper in the car.
Now, some describe this as a tough question, but what draws you to that? Why do you like that so much?
I don't know. I just love to express myself, I guess.
Yeah. It's one of those innate qualities you were born with, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. Were you trained formally in any way in what you do?
I was. I went to Bethel University, and I was an art major there.
Okay.
And then I studied for 7 years under a professional artist named Joe Paquette in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm. And as you were progressing in your development of your skills in painting, did you admire any kind of artwork or painter? Did you have a mentor?
Joe Paquette was my main mentor.
Okay.
But I enjoyed studying many different artists, especially in the Renaissance.
Okay. Now, Christine was scheduled to have an exhibition of her work at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery in downtown East Grand Forks next month, but she's in a position where that's a bit tough. It's been postponed because of a broken arm, is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. Not good for an artist, is it?
Especially your right arm.
Yes, the one you use the most. All right. What's the prognosis? Can you get back to the canvas very soon?
Well, in 3 weeks, I'll get my cast off.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to get back to my canvas, yes.
All right. Now, also tied to this, the month of October is Domestic Violence Month. And how does that correlate into what you do in your painting, Christine?
Well, I work with victims of abuse. We have a group called Mending the Soul, which it's a support group for women who have been victims of abuse at any stage in their life.
Okay.
And I felt called to do an art show about these women who have experienced hope and freedom, ones who have actually come out of abuse and have thrived, and not just survived, but have thrived.
Mm-hmm. And in working with these women, what kind of response do you have from them when you initiate this way of expressing themselves?
Well, I will be painting their portraits and telling their stories through their portraits and through written means as well.
Okay, okay.
And they're excited to share their stories so that they can provide hope for other women who are going through this same experiences as they have gone through.
So they aren't directly creating work on their own?
No, I'll be doing the paintings.
Okay, you're more of a surrogate for them as they express themselves.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that affect you as an artist as you're applying what they're telling you into a painting?
I feel closely connected to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm stepping into their life a little bit, stepping into their shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Expression is very important in that, isn't it? I recall talking to someone about three or four months ago, there was a group of veterans, military veterans, who were expressing themselves individually through painting, and it was very helpful for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In these groups, I do have them express themselves through different means of visual media.
Okay.
We do some watercolors and drawings and stuff, and that really does help in the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And I've offered them to be to show some of their work in the show if they would like to, and some are wanting to do that. So you'll be able to see some of their work as well.
As a preview, if you could or would want to share some thoughts on it, what kind of images are being produced as a result of what you're hearing?
I've finished a couple works already. The first woman that I finished, she was 84 years old. She just passed away in June. But she, when I asked her what hope and freedom meant to her, she says it was herself running up a hill with her hands raised and a white dove flying next to her. And so I did a drawing of her doing just that.
Okay. And I imagine, too, the emotional connection is very strong when you hear these stories and you're expressing what they're saying for them on canvas.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the exhibition was postponed because of your broken arm. Have you heard about when that might open up in East Grand Forks?
I believe it'll be in June.
In June, coming up in June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is there a way to contact you? I know when I talk to different guests on the air here, they have a way of connecting to our listeners when it comes to work that they produce. Do you do work, let's say, in freelance?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if folks have an interest in maybe securing your skills, what can they do?
I do have a website. It's called HeRainsRanch.com. And you just go to the art part of the website.
Okay. And that's Healings Ranch. Could you spell that for me?
He Reigns Ranch. HeReignsRanch.
Okay. Christine Foster, our guest on Pioneer 90.1. Time has flown by. We have to leave, but I want to thank you for sharing what you've shared today on the air with us. I look forward to talking maybe with you as we get closer to your exhibition at the Artist Gallery in East Grand Forks. And I want to thank you for the work that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.